Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Joe Pa, are you there? Joe Pa, do you have your phone on mute?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Yes,
okay,
we hear you loud
great.
And clear.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. My mic had dropped. Sorry. My mic had dropped on the podcast, so my engineer was letting me know that. Well, that's an interesting way to start the day. Your mic is falling, Jojoba. So obviously it needs some help, and I'm going to do what I do every week, which is to open up with honoring the ancestors. I also want to give a shout-out to my teachers, Nelly Dum and Sabonfu Somme. And I asked you to think about and talk about, include right now, speak the names of those ancestors that you want to call up for support as I do an invocation prayer. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayer. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during the first month of the final quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversity as healing and growth opportunities during this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to fully welcome and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us lovingly, happily, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from these dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe Aho Asai Shinga Bismillah. And so it is. Ashe. Yes, 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 yes. So here we are, and for those of you who are aware that we had an eclipse yesterday, I am still zinging from it, and it was a very powerful and rare eclipse that came. It's what's called an annular eclipse. Only happens about once every 2 to 3 years, and it is the Ring of Fire eclipse, so very powerful. And 14 days from now, we get another one, which will be a lunar eclipse. So we're in what's called eclipse season. And there are things that are being eclipsed out of our lives. And the energetic with this one was around relationships, relationships that really don't support the truth of who you are, your well-being. So just know that if you're like me feeling a little zingy, it's what we got going on, definitely. I have another comment from a live streaming viewer saying, greetings this evening. This is We Merge Media, Mr. Michael DeMond. Looking forward to receiving your wisdom. Thank you, as I'm very looking forward to spilling it out. Oh, my goodness. So this year, my annual theme is adversity as the engine of success, as we are all dealing with that very, very powerfully, very, very specifically in terms of things that are going on economically, especially, for us and for around the world. It's really a challenging time, especially for people who have young children. It's really, really hard. But know that this becomes the engine of our success, because there are things that we are becoming more conscious of, things we are becoming more aware of as a result of these challenges that are going on. And my theme for October is open wide, and it's really, of course, about opening wide to receive everything that we need so we can move forward. So here's my overview for you tonight. I'm going to be talking about trusting the process. So first, I'm going to define the process, and then how to trust that process. And then I'll give you, of course, a personal growth opportunity with a daily consciousness learning opportunity. Yeah, that should be fun. So for those of you who are listening in through the broadcast, if you have any problem with your internet, know that you can still listen in by using the phone at this number, which is area code 563-999-63089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. And again, if you have any questions, comments, you can always contact me through these ways. The first is my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're very, very, very much welcome to join. Wisdom Walk Radio is my Facebook page. And then my website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or in the comment sections below the YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for another exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes. My opening quote is, again, another stanza that I pulled from the wonderful, wonderful Amanda Gorman and her poem, The Miracle of Morning. This is the closing stanza from that, which I think is so cool. She says, "We'll observe how the burdens braved by humankind are also the moments that make us humans kind. Let each morning find us courageous, brought closer, heeding the light before the fight is over. When this ends, we'll smile sweetly, finally seeing in the testing times we became the best of beings." Ashe. Ashe. Yes, and that is our intent, really, to get the treasure in all of this, not to get stuck in it. Yeah. So there's no doubt, right, that we are going through change and shift and transformation. And this is a process that has been going on, but it seems like things have really gotten more radical, more intense. And yeah, that makes sense because that's how the evolutionary nature of the universe is. This is the thing that happens. And so we need to be able to trust the process of change and shifting and transformation we're in rather than fighting against it, trying to analyze it and figure it out so that we don't have to be affected by it, trying to control it. Yeah, that's a big one. No, we need to really, really understand what the process means and to honor it, to be in flow with it. Why? Oh, yeah, so that we can get to the other side of this and get to our happy endings in life, which, you know, I'm always preaching about. Yeah. So I want to start off with talking with you about the process. When you hear that, like, what are we really talking about here? What does this really mean? And so I'm breaking it down to, one, what we're required to go through to receive and value our dreams come true, our hopes, desires, and wishes fulfilled, our happy endings in life. And again, the most important word in this is required. It's what we're required to go through. Next, it's about all of what has to shift, transform, and evolve in your life to have your happy endings. So most importantly, please know that the process is not out to stop or get you. The process is out to grow and gift you. And, you know, growing, then that's why they talk about growing pain. Growing hurts. It's not easy. The process is not easy. Like you see that picture I put up there, somebody getting ready to go into that tunnel or in that tunnel going through, you know. Yeah, that's like going through the process. And there's a lot of unknown in the process, a lot of things that we don't know. And we can't know. Because maybe if we knew, we'd try to sabotage it. we'd start messing with it, yeah. And something else that I thought would be really important to share is about cosmic law. So here's cosmic law 101, something we must never forget. The universe is not right or wrong. It's exact. And you can insert for the universe the word God, the word all that is, whatever greater order and direction nomenclature you want to put on it. But the reality is that whatever, whoever it is that made this universe, that is in charge of this universe, right and wrong, no, it's about exact. And so it's hard for us to really believe that we're really here on this earth plane to have fulfillment in life, to achieve a higher purpose lifestyle, to contribute to the well-being of others. But the forces of the universe are exact in how that happens. They are not bound by our rules of right and wrong. And to produce what is exact, there will be pain, loss, suffering, and eventually revelations and salvation. Yeah. So the pain and the suffering isn't designed to be the end-all, be-all of the process. No, it is what's going to get you to those revelations and to those salvations so that you can what? Yeah, really, really be able to have what it is that you say you want. Yeah. And, you know, another important thing that we don't think about enough, especially in Western culture and quote-unquote modern culture, is that when you set an intention, when you have a hope, a wish, a dream, you have a happy ending that you're moving toward, it's never just about you. There's so many people involved in having that become a reality. We are connected here. We're not alone. This is never just about us, you know. It's like when I pray over my food every night, I'm thinking about the persons who are called immigrants coming up from South and Central America that are working in chicken farms down in Mississippi, plucking the chicken wings, because they ain't got no machine yet. They don't figured out how they can do that. They use humans to do that. So I'm always conscious that it's those folks who are helping me get the nutrition that I need. And so I pray for them. I think about them. I pray for them. I'm connected to them. They're helping to keep me alive. That's no joke. Yeah. And if you've never seen these two movies, I highly recommend them. Crash actually got an Academy Award. And Babel, because these two movies do a great job of showing how people are connected in ways that you never could imagine, even though they're on different parts of the planet or different parts of the city, but how their lives are intertwined. Yeah, absolutely. So check those out, because I think that will help you better understand why the process can be so challenging, so difficult. You know, you come up with, like for entrepreneurs, you come up with a business plan and it's tight. Like you done did all your research and studied everything, put everything in place, right? It's all in order. You got it. And then you go on the journey and maybe 3 months in, maybe 6 months in, maybe a year in, some upset happens, something shifts, or things don't work out the way that you thought. Yeah. Yeah. But you're in a process. You're in a process. So again, there's going to be change and shift and disruption because, again, you're being grown and stretched so that you can have whatever it is that you're believing, you know, that business, that goal can bring you. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this is just part of life, folks. It's what I'm talking about ain't nothing new. But we live in a culture in Western society that tells us you shouldn't have to, if you're right and successful, you shouldn't have to struggle and you shouldn't be in pain and you shouldn't have upsets, you know. And that's not true. Life is messy. The process brings you mess. Yeah. But our job is to what? Our job is to trust the process. So I want to talk about what enables us to trust the process, and it is the three P's. I talk about these a lot: patience, persistence, and prayer. Patience, persistence, and prayer. No way around it, because remember, the process is required. It's things that are required for you to get to those happy endings, to get to that resolution, you know, to get to your just desserts, those happy endings in life. There are things that we have to go through. Yeah. And so let me just quickly spill on patience. This is my grandmama used to say to me every day, child, patience wins the world. Yeah. And you have to use hope and faith in this process. But as it says here in these memes, everything will fall into place. Be patient. And we have to believe that everything will fall into place. You just got to be patient and trust the process. And yes, you know, it's hard to be patient. We don't like to be patient. We don't want to have to wait. But like I said, everything isn't just about you. There's so many people entwined in what needs to happen in order for you to have your dream come true. So be patient. Know that the process will get you there. You just have to stay the course. Persistence, yes. Hold the vision. Trust the process. You have to be persistent. Stop believing. And you never, never, never give up. You're rolling that boulder up the hill. You don't stop. Even if you go in 1 inch, you just have to keep moving it. You can't stop. Well, you can, and then what will happen? Yeah, it will not be a good day. So it's better to just take your time, be patient, hold the vision, trust the process. Don't give up. And then last but not least, the power of prayer. And I want to really emphasize that this is gratitude prayer. Rather than begging, rather than going to God and bargaining and begging, like, God, if I do this or I let go of that, then will you give me my blessing? You know, will you give me my happy ending? You know, that's not how it works. Like I said, the universe is exact. So you can't bargain with God. You can't bargain with the universe. But what you can do is you can express your gratitude as if you've already received your happy endings and dreams come true, Ashe. And this is a practice. This is a discipline, especially when you're feeling in fear. Turn to gratitude. Turn to being so grateful for the fact that you can dream, that you do have hope, and that you are willing to learn how to trust. Because I know it's a process. It's hard. It's just hard. I can't say it enough. Yeah. Quick personal story. So I was on the road for about 6.5 years learning how to really integrate being a shamanic healer into my life. How can I live and do this? How can I have money flowing in and do this? How can I work with people and will they trust me? You know, all of that going on. So I go out on my journey and I learn a lot. And then it was time to have my own place to live. Now, I had mastered driving in my car and staying with friends and family and sometimes strangers, you know. And 6.5 years, I did not have my own home. Now the opportunity came up, and I had an apartment. I knew I had enough money to cover the rent for about 6 months, but after that, I had no idea, none. And so about month three, I start to panic. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Do I have to go back into what I left? And, you know, I was just in shock. But at the same time, I had injured my knee in a car accident with a friend probably about 6 months earlier, or a year, it might have been a year earlier, and I was limping, and I knew I had to get it taken care of. But again, I ain't got no money. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And talking with my friend, it was that her car insurance had such great coverage that from the accident, the company gave you up to 2 years to put in a claim to cover any medical problem. So now I can go and get the surgery. So now here I am. I'm laid up, can't move, can't walk. I'm in bed for a month. Don't know how I'm going to pay my rent after the 3 coming months. And I'm, of course, just crazy. But here I am. I'm still, I can't do anything. So what do? I turn on the television. I start watching Mr. Rogers because I didn't have cable. I couldn't afford cable, but there's still analog TV, still lets you do public television. So I'm watching Mr. Rogers every day, and I'm realizing that, wow, there's something more to this. It feels good. He's so validating, so loving. He tells everybody every day that people can love you just like you are. But I'm also watching him, learning how he did what he did to help children feel so good about themselves. And long story short, it's that information that becomes the foundation for the Wisdom Walk program that I get to do for the community through the ALMA Center. And even that, getting to the ALMA Center, that wasn't a thing I made up. That was, again, you know, spirit, God, the universe, taking me to where I was supposed to be. Through that process, with all that fear that would show up and everything, I would go back to being patient, trusting the process, being patient, being persistent with, I mean, I knew I had to bring the medicine wheel teachings to the community. I just was clear about that, and I knew it had to happen. I wasn't going to give up on that. And then I was praying every day, you know, God help me, thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for bringing me some food. I mean, I wasn't starving. I was able to eat. Thank you for some food. Thank you that I got my knee fixed, you know. I was so grateful. And, yeah, and, you know, long story short, what turned out from all that has affected a lot of people in very beneficial ways. But I couldn't have figured it out. I couldn't have known when I started the process. I just had to trust it. Yeah. So, you know, mine's a crazy shaman story. I'm sure you have your stories of time when you did. You were able to do that. Just trust the process. Be patient. Be persistent. Do your gratitude prayer. So we need to use that now. We need to incorporate that now into our daily lives. And so I've got a little personal growth opportunity exercise for you. I call it daily conscious learning practice, because when we are going through a process, the thing that really can help us is by learning something new. Yeah, expanding our awareness, expanding what we understand or know about the world, ourselves, other people, you know, just learning something new. And so I invite you to commit to consciously learning something new every day for 7 days. Set your intention in a sacred manner. Call in the ancestors or whatever you need to do for receiving everything you need to achieve your goal of something new every day consciously. I also encourage you to record what new things you learned each day. Yeah, whether you do that in audio or in writing. And at the end of the week, you're going to contemplate what you've learned, how you learned it, and how it contributes to the realization of your dreams and your happy endings. So try it. Try that. Because the more conscious we are and focused we are on supporting the process of growth, of change, of evolution, it's easier. It really, really makes it a much easier process. Yeah, yeah. So try it. Try it and see what happens. Yeah, yeah. I got for you again my quote for the month from Miss Sarah. Pulled this from St. Augustine, who was the African father of early Catholicism, called the Doctor of the Church. And he said, "Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe." Thank you. Thank you for that, Mama Sarah. Another beautiful, wonderful ancestor that I'm so grateful to have in my life. Well, I have come to the closing of this spill, of this Wisdom Walk Talk for you. And as always, I want to start by thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker. But tonight I got the other wonderful engineer, Mr. Forrest, Brother Forrest, excuse me, brother. I know he listened. Brother Forrest, not Mr. Forrest, Brother Forrest, who has been so courageously going through some very, very powerful health challenges over these last several years. And so I continue to hold him in my prayer, but so grateful that he is never, never given up. He's staying persistent. He's having patience. He trusts in the process. Yeah, so wonderful. Thank them for giving me platform. I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and to all of you who have Wisdom Walk with me, going to be Wisdom Walking with me, and you know who you are, to my family and friends on both coasts, off and in the middle of the country, my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those of you who are listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I truly couldn't do this without you and your willingness to listen and watch. So thank you, thank you, big thank you. Now, I will be repeating this broadcast for you on the Black Hole Radio station next Sunday. And then on Sunday, October the 29th, is when I will do another live stream and live broadcasts for you. Yeah, I'm doing three this month since I've been gone for so long, since August. Now, I also want to share with you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful tool, service, resource for those of you that know I need something more, I need something deeper, and I need it right now. Yeah. This is my dear friend and a wonderful shaman and healing presence, light being, Ms. Queen Reverend Adara. I've known Adara since probably 2002, 2005. We've known each other almost 20 years. And she's my go-to person. When I really am feeling it, like I can't do it. I can't take it right now. This is who I turn to for healing. She is so gifted, so talented. She's studied so many things. I mean, she does so many wonderful techniques, including Reiki, including, energy shifting in all different areas. I mean, I can't say enough about her. And she's the real deal. Like, this is no joke. This isn't somebody who just thought, let me go to a workshop and now I'm a shaman. No, she come through it. And she has this wonderful, wonderful online, non-denominational service called Heart for Healing Service, where she does a spill and gives some encouragement and some inspiration using the Bible. And then what she does is she takes you through a healing process, yeah, where you just sit with your eyes closed and she, through a it's more than a meditation. It really is a healing process because every time I have experienced this with her, I've always, always felt so much better, so much lighter, so much clearer from that. And so her website is spiritismylife.com. If you go to product, the Heart for Healing in her shop, there's a $6 donation she requests, which she actually donates out. But I'm telling you, anybody that has any emotional, physical pain, stress, illness, disease, anything like that, do take advantage of this resource because it is absolutely amazing. And she is totally amazing. Love you, Queen Adara, if you're listening. Yeah, she's just great. So I want to close out, of course, by saying I am so grateful to my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, gets my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a very, very safe and happy Earth Week. We're in an Earth Week, and guess what the focus is? Yeah, it's on receiving, yes. Receiving support because we are worthy. You are worthy. Now continue to honor the fact that COVID is still walking around. Just learned to somebody else the other day that said they had gotten it. So wear your mask and strengthen your immune system. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and do and embrace science safety. And most importantly, please, 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 please remember that you are not disposable because you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
airline credit card rewards have helped grow America's travel and tourism industry. In 2022, 745,000 Americans visited New York, generating $1.1 billion for local economies, supporting more than 7,400 jobs. But now Congress is considering legislation that could eliminate credit card rewards and decimate the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Tell Congress to support travel and tourism jobs and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card routing legislation. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/travel to take action. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.